You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I've always been fascinated with words. Doing crossword puzzles and playing Scrabble does not interest me, but listening to words and how words are put together in daily speech has always been fascinating. I recall my Aunt Willie. Actually, her name is Wilhelmina, but we call her Aunt Willie. When we were kids, she used to say, "Throw me out the door a broom." I found out later that some of the men in our family had a similar expression, "Throw me over the fence a bale." No doubt, you're also acquainted with some interesting ways words can be put together. Now, words and phrases have meaning. While "throw me out the door a broom" was cute, and we kids used to tease Aunt Willie about that, some expressions carry meanings that are not acceptable. Today's Lutheran Hour is about one such unacceptable expression. Psalm 127 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord." Dr. Martin Luther translated it this way, "Children are a gift from the Lord." Hence the title of today's program, "The Gift of Children." Now, that's not very controversial. Unless you're an atheist or extremely insensitive, you look at a child and you know that this child is ultimately a creation of God Himself. That's so true when we look at a sweet little baby. I don't think you'd disagree with me when I say that's true also of older children, teens, adults, in fact, all of us. Whatever the age, children are a gift from the Lord. As I said, sometimes popular expressions carry meanings that really are not acceptable. If you concede that children are a gift from the Lord, and since the Bible teaches that they are, I don't think that's a point we need debate. Since children are a gift from the Lord, there's a popular expression about children that needs to be challenged. That expression is, "Every child a wanted child." You've heard that expression many times through the years, I'm sure. Perhaps you've even used it yourself. It seems like such a warm, loving expression, "every child being wanted." But think about what it is really saying, and think about what it reveals about attitudes toward children. Every child a wanted child. Who are we really talking about? Who is it that wants the child? Or who doesn't want the child? Obviously, you do, or I do, or some adult does the wanting. That means the child is dependent upon someone else's feelings. Is a person's worth measured by how much they are desired? How many teenagers today measure their worth by other people's opinions? If I look pretty enough, he'll want me. If I get good grades, I'll be accepted. If I go along with the crowd, be that in the abuse of drugs or alcohol or sex or whatever, if I go along with the crowd, then I'll be accepted. Such thinking is so prevalent with today's young people. Are we really doing anyone a service when we say, "every child a wanted child," and make a person believe their self-esteem depends upon someone else's feelings? Are you dependent upon what I think about you? Or does my worth depend upon your opinion of me? Of course not. Who I am and what I think about myself, who you are and what you think about yourself, and who a child is and how a child should think about herself depends upon only one person, and that's God. God sees every person as a sinner who has in countless ways fallen so short of His holy way of living. But God sees every person, every sinner, as one whom He loves and for whom He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for forgiveness and to rise to give eternal life. When God looks at a child, just as when God looks at you and me, He sees someone whose value is not to be measured by popular opinion or peer pressure or any subjective feelings, but rather by His objective, redeeming love. Through His Word and sacraments, God wants every child to know that we are not dependent upon other people's opinion. Indeed, that only turns children and adults into objects that can be used or abused, manipulated or loved as some other person wills. No. Through Word and Sacrament, God wants you and all to know and believe that your worth is measured and assured only through the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Are you beginning to see that children created by God and redeemed by Jesus Christ, are hurt when we speak of them as objects dependent upon the whims and desires of others? Every child a wanted child? Let me ask you a further question. Does that imply that some children are not wanted? Yes, it does. The expression, as it is popularly used, means that every child that comes into the world should be a wanted child. The expressed hope is that someday, society will reach a stage where every child born is wanted. But right now, not every child is. You can see that not every child today is wanted, not every pregnancy goes full term, not every child born is given emotional, spiritual, and physical nurture. Too many children are neglected, and it hurts even to think of it, but it's true, many children are abandoned. Often children and adults with developmental problems are put out on the fringes of society. While society likes to say that such people should be cared for, how many times haven't you heard people react to proposals for institutions in their neighborhood by saying, "Not in my backyard"? Not every child is wanted today. The popular expression, "every child a wanted child," reflects the sorry state that not every child today is wanted by our society. How different is the love of God! With Him, every child, every adult, everyone is wanted now. God wants every person in this world to know His goodness and love for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Whereas some people hope our society will someday reach a time where every child is wanted, God isn't waiting for the future. God wants everyone right now to know His abundant love and goodness through Jesus Christ. Our Savior Jesus demonstrated that beautifully. In Matthew chapter 19, people were bringing children to Jesus that He might lay His hands on them and pray. By bringing their children to Jesus, these adults were performing a most precious work. They were bringing souls. Not objects that they could do with as they pleased, but souls. They were bringing souls to the Savior. But the disciples, of all people, the disciples tried to keep the children away. There the disciples were treating the children as objects who could be kept from the Savior's love. It was as if the disciples were saying, "Someday in the future we want every child to be a wanted child, but right now we don't want these children to be by Jesus." So, what did our Savior say? "Let the little children come to me, and do not try to keep them away, for the kingdom of heaven is made up of such as these." Children are not objects to be wanted or not wanted. They are all gifts of God the Creator. They are all redeemed by Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants every person to know God's unconditional love for them. As the 127th Psalm says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord." God loves and treasures every child. And so should we. It's time now to reinforce all that I've been saying. Mr. Robert Kugler is with me on today's program to help me make the point clear. Every child, every person, including you, is not an object to be wanted or not wanted by other people, but every person is a gift of God the Creator, for whom the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died and rose, and whom we should love and treasure as a gift from God. Robert Kugler is with Bethesda Lutheran Home in Watertown, Wisconsin. Bethesda is a home, school, and treatment center that provides Christian care and training to more than 700 developmentally disabled individuals at Watertown, Wisconsin, at Faith Village in Kansas, at Good Samaritan Home in Cypress, Texas, in Aurora, Illinois, and in 30 off-campus facilities. Bethesda cares for people that some members of our society would consider unwanted and objects of pity. Bethesda is not alone in demonstrating that the love of Jesus is for everyone. Good Shepherd Homes of the West is headquartered in Terrabella, California. Cedar Lake Lodge is located in Kentucky. These institutions, along with others, help us realize today that every child, every person, is a gift of God. I'm very thankful that Mr. Kugler took time from his busy schedule to be with me on today's program to reinforce today's message that God's great and indiscriminate love is a blessing to every single one of us. Bob, let me ask you first, how many people suffer from developmental disabilities?
Developmental disabilities affect 1 in 33 people in our country today. That translates to about 6.5 million people. Every 5 minutes, a child is born who will ultimately be developmentally disabled. Down syndrome only accounts for 5 to 6% of all developmental disabilities. Developmental disabilities are 7 times more prevalent than blindness, 7 times more prevalent than deafness, 10 times more prevalent than physical disabilities, 12 times more prevalent than cerebral palsy, 15 times more prevalent than total blindness, and 35 times more prevalent than muscular dystrophy.
The figures that you cite indicate that our society has many people who, on the one hand, may not measure up to society's standards of being wanted, but on the other hand, and most important, are wanted and loved by God with no strings attached. What kind of care do you provide?
We provide medical and psychological services, education, job training, religious instruction, and therapies to help them live, learn, and grow in Christ.
Tell us about the spiritual care and instruction that you offer.
Each week we conduct more than 200 Bible classes. We have daily chapel services and Sunday services. We have devotions and daily prayers, both in living areas, dining areas, activity areas, and in our chapel. Our people learn to know and love their Savior, as was emphasized by one of the residents a couple of weeks ago when we were studying about how we can manifest the love that our Savior has given us in His life. The chaplain conducting our service mentioned that we must make Jesus number one in our lives. A resident got up from where she was sitting, went over to another chaplain who was standing in another part of the chapel, held up her finger and said, "Jesus is number one in my life."
The theme of our program today is the gift of children. Most people tend to think that our society is burdened and poorer because of the developmentally disabled. What do you think?
I think we're much richer for them being among us. They show a kindness and a patience that everyone can have and we don't often show. They often bring us back to basics, to the true meaning of a childlike faith. They provide a refreshing breath in a complex society. They help us to see clearly through the fog.
Bob, can you demonstrate how they help us?
A young lady was describing her experiences at a church camp. She was telling our pastor how much she enjoyed the experience. She said, "We were in a big forest, and the forest was full of trees. There were all kinds of trees in the forest. There were some very tall trees, very small trees. There were some trees that had very narrow trunks, some trees that had very broad trunks. Some trees lost their leaves in the fall, while others kept their leaves year-round. There were some beautiful trees and some very ugly trees. You know, Pastor, these trees were just like people. Each tree has a place in the forest. We all have a place in Jesus' heart."
What would you say to the parents of a child who is developmentally disabled?
All children are a gift from God. And this child is one, too, who is a special gift from God, that God's will might be made manifest. We ought to accept him lovingly to treat him like all others. We want to be realistic and to promote independence with him. God's will is that all people would be saved. God's will gives us the strength to live. Cast our care upon him. Difficulties tend to pull us from things external to things spiritual.
There is a story in John chapter 9 about a man who was born blind. And the question was put to Jesus, why was he born blind? Did he sin or his parents? I suspect that many parents who have developmentally disabled children struggle with the question of guilt. Did they do something wrong? Is God punishing them? Could you speak to that, Bob?
Jesus gave us a beautiful answer. He told us that this person was born in that condition that the works of God might be made manifest through him. Sometimes God sends us difficulties, and these difficulties tend to pull us from things external to things spiritual. God's will is that all people would be saved. And it further brings home the point that we are to cast all of our cares upon him.
Bob, what would you say to the parents of a child whom God has gifted with normal mental and physical capabilities?
We ought to thank the Lord daily for children because they are all gifts of God. We ought to pray that he would guide the child to manifest God's will in his life because we all have a God-given purpose.
Thank you, Bob, for taking time to be with us and for helping make the point that children, all children, are gifts from God. Bob just suggested that we pray and thank the Lord for children. I can think of no better way to conclude today's message. O Lord our God, you have created us all as children and guided us through the years of our lives. You have had mercy upon us in our needs and given us your Son, Jesus, to be our Savior from sin. May your Holy Spirit teach us to regard one another, young and old, as gifts that you have brought into the world and redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Keep us from paying only a pious lip service to the precious souls of children, while actually treating them as objects dependent upon our desires. Rather than that, O Lord, enable us through your word to constantly view every child, every person, as a precious soul redeemed by Christ, and one who has so much to share with us. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who loves us all. Amen.